Mark Cuban hails Kamala Harris VP pick Tim Walz. Americans want to vote for normal people. By Warner Todd Houston on August 7, 2024. Dallas Mavericks minority owner Mark Cuban has unsurprisingly gone all in for Kamala Harris pick of radical Minnesota leftist Governor Tim Walz as her pick for a vice presidential running mate. Cuban is telling his social media followers that Walz is a normal person. The elitist billionaire told his 8.8 million followers that both Walz and Harris are normal and that they are becoming popular because they aren't ideologues. On the Tim Walz choice, I think people who don't like it are missing the lesson of the switch to Harris, the left-wing NBA owner exclaimed. Speaking of Harris, he went on to insist, she went from worst to first as people got to know her. Before adding, it's not a reach to think the same thing will happen with Walz. People are tired of the ideologues and hate from both parties, he bloviated. They want to vote for normal people they can relate to. Walz can sit at the kitchen table and make you feel like you have known him forever. That's an incredible skill these days. On the @Tim_Walz choice, I think people who don't like it are missing the lesson of the switch to Harris. She went from worst to first as people got to know her. It's not a reach to think the same thing will happen with Walz. People are tired of the ideologues and hate. Mark Cuban, @McCuban, August 6, 2024. Cuban's partisan comments are easy to dismiss as mere puffery for the Democrat nominees as both are some of the most radical left-wingers in modern American politics. Harris's VP pick, for instance, has implemented some of the most left-wing policies of any state in the union since being elected governor of Minnesota. To name just a few of those policies, Walz has made 81,000 illegal immigrants eligible for a state driver's license. He has given free college educations to illegals. He approved abortion right up until birth. He has supported making Minnesota a trans refuge and taken parental rights away from parents of trans kids. He supported a bill forcing schools to put menstrual products in boys' bathrooms. He refused to do anything to prevent billions of dollars in damage by George Floyd rioters. And he continues to support raising taxes on everyone in his state. With all these destructive policies, Minnesota has etched into the list of the 10 worst states for citizens selling their homes, shutting down businesses, and moving away to another state. The radical Walz now joins the equally radical Kamala Harris on the Democrat ticket, making the Democrat slate the most left-wing in U.S. history. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook @facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social @WarnerToddHouston.